Vietnamese authorities will allow restricted access to the Long Tan site after Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull phoned his Vietnamese counterpart overnight, but veterans and officials will not be allowed to wear medals or uniforms, carry banners or make speeches. They'll be allowed to lay a wreath. Later yesterday, the Vietnamese government cancelled a ceremony and a concert to mark the 50th anniversary of the 1966 battle. The last-minute decision outraged Australian veterans, more than 1,000 of whom have travelled to Vietnam for the service. The president of the European Olympic Committee, Patrick Hickey, has been arrested at his hotel in Rio over the suspected illegal sale of tickets for the Games. Brazilian authorities say there's evidence he's part of a scheme to sell tickets at inflated prices. The IOC says Mr. Hickey was taken to hospital after his arrest. A judge in Brazil has ordered US swimmers Ryan Lochte and James Fagan not to leave the country after police queried their evidence in a robbery case. Police say the swimmers' account of being robbed does not match CCTV recordings. Posts on Lochte's Twitter account suggest he might have already left Brazil. Police are investigating after a man died in a house fire in Melbourne's southeast. An elderly man and woman were rescued from a fire in their Noble Park home, but the man died a short time later. The woman's injuries are not life-threatening. And police in Victoria have now found a car after it was stolen this morning with a 5-year-old child inside it. Police say a black BMW was taken from Wyndham Vale, west of Melbourne, and was located 40 kilometres away near Geelong.